Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is at-ta'awun ala al-khayr, cooperating in goodness. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, the majestic and the noble, the immense and the graceful, who has encouraged us to cooperate and to mutually assist one another, making it from the traits of the most noblest of character. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, nothing worthy of attaching our hearts unto, nothing worthy of worshipful adoration except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the perfect example, the perfect representative of ubudiyyah, of what it means to be a slave of Allah. So I ask, O Allah, we ask you to bestow your peace, blessings and grace upon him, upon his family, and upon all of his companions, and whomsoever follows him, and whomsoever emulates him, and whomsoever takes from whatever degree of his perfected spiritual conduct till the end of time. Amma ba'd. To continue, I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself, with a heartfelt consciousness or taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with whomsoever has taqwa of him, and with whomsoever are the doers of good. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to have ta'awun, to cooperate and mutually assist each other in the khayr, in that which is good. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate in that which is righteous and that which is good. So similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged such cooperation, for he said, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِي, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the aid of his abd, his servant, as long as that person is in the aid of his brother. So cooperation, this state of putting forward the best we have, and this state of willing to actually help and assist the other, this is simply the best of ways to be, because this is directly from the characteristics of the Anbiya and the Rusul, the Prophets and the Messengers. And we just simply need to look at the Qur'an to establish this. By way of example, let's look to the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to build the Kaaba. And we find this in the Sahih Hadith, in the narration, it says in Sahih Bukhari, that he went straight to his son Ismail and said to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me an order. And Sayyidina Ismail said, فَاسْنَعْ مَا أَمَرَكْ رَبُّكَ. He said, do whatsoever your Lord has commanded you to do. And Sayyidina Ibrahim said, will you help me? Will you assist me in this? And Sayyidina Ismail responded by saying, قَالْ أُعِينُكَ, I will help you. And the narration goes on to say that Sayyidina Ismail went to bring the stones, and it was Sayyidina Ibrahim who did the building of the Kaaba. So even in this most sacred of places, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us as a qudwa, as an example, the enactment of mutual cooperation. It was Sayyidina Ismail who would go and bring the rocks, and it was Sayyidina Ibrahim who would place and build the rocks. And so this shows that as communities, we are held strong through one another. Elsewhere we find in the Qur'an the beautiful story of Dhulqarnain, this amazing man who was a king, in his stature, would walk around the earth. And the Quran mentions that he comes upon a people that they didn't know him and he didn't know them, and yet we find that they're in a state of need. And so they say, قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَهَلْ تَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا فَهَلْ تَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَنْ تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. They said, O Dhulqarnayn, indeed, Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Gog and Magog are great corruptors in the land. And so they said, can we give you an expenditure, an income, whereby you will, for this price, build between us and between them a barrier? So at this point, Sayyidina Dhulqarnayn, they ask him, because they recognize his ability, and they've asked him, but he doesn't say, okay, let me, tell me what's your price, let's start bidding. Instead, the Quran records him as saying, قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ. He said, that which my Lord has given me, it's خَيْرٌ فَأَعِنُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. He said, that in which my Lord has established me is better, so help me with strength, and I will make for you and between them a radma, which is a dam. And then it goes on to say, أَتُونِي زُبَرَ الْحَدِيدِ حَتَّى إِذَا سَوَى بَيْنَ الصَّدَفَيْنِ قَالَ انْفُخُوا حَتَّى إِذَا جَعَلَهُ نَارًا قَالَ آتُونِي أُفْرِغْ عَلَيْهِ قِطْرًا فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ وَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا. It says, at that point he said, bring me sheets of iron, until when he had leveled between them two mountain walls, he said, and now blow, until when he had made it like a fire, he said, now bring to me that I may pour over this fire, I may pour with this fire over molten copper. And so in this manner, Gog and Magog were unable to pass over this dam made of this kind of iron and copper, and nor were they able to effect in it naqba, any type of penetration. They were not able to penetrate that place. So this story is amazing, because it illustrates how Dhulqarnayn is helping these people in what they need, not for a price, but for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most amazing thing he said is, that which my Lord has given me, مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ, it is better than you give me a price. And what was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a makkanahu Allah? What was it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established for him? It was this khuluq, this beautiful character of ta'awun ala al-birr wa taqwa, of helping people in that which is good. And so you will find this being throughout the Quran as being an example of those who are the salihin and those who are sent as the examples. And so we find this when we look at the books of seerah, when we look at the books of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will find the pages being full of these examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the most minor of things to most major of things, of how he would constantly assist and take part with the companions, with the Sahaba, in doing the good. Right down to just even building the masjid. When they built the masjid, the Prophet ﷺ would take part. When it was distributing food, the Prophet ﷺ would take part. When it was even like repelling the evil, the Prophet ﷺ would take part. And that's why Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan narrates that he said that we kept the company of the Prophet ﷺ in all states, effectively while traveling and also while he was staying, when he was not traveling. And he used to give wasiyah, and he used to give advice, and he used to console and help in both the qaleel wa kathir, in both the little and the lot. And this example is that whatsoever the Prophet ﷺ had, he would give and distribute. And so we find these beautiful stories of Sahaba who came and they gave him something, and the Prophet ﷺ would say, bring all the people so we can distribute it. And this was the beauty. And look at the fact that even just adjoining his home were the people of Ashab al-Suffa, the people of the raised bench, whose entire livelihood was based on people supporting them. Their whole livelihood and their whole support and their whole risk and their whole food would come from people giving help to them through the Prophet ﷺ. Now, another beautiful example, one of the best of examples, was when Sayyidina Salman, right? Salman al-Farsi, the great Sahabi, who comes to the Prophet ﷺ through this amazing, but he was enslaved at the time. And so one of the ways he was able to ransom himself was when the person said, you have to plant 300 nakhlab, these palm trees, and they should be bearing fruit. Now, at that point, this would be immense. How could he do that? How would he first get these saplings, these trees? Because each one has a certain amount of wealth. He didn't possess it. Secondly, where would he be able to plant it? And this is a beautiful illustration, because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made aware of this request, he told the Sahaba, he said, help your brother. And then Salman says, look at this, just picture this manzar. Picture this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, help your brother. And then Salman says, he said, and so someone came with 20, someone came with 30, someone came with 15, someone came with whatever they have, until subhanallah, 300 saplings of this nakhla tree were there. And then what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, like, this is the example going back, he took part in this as well. He said, once you've collected them all, right, then come and tell me. And so when they came, they collected all, Salman came to tell him, and then the Prophet ﷺ came back with Salman, and he said, now dig the holes to plant them. And he said, I will be the ones to plant them. So the Prophet ﷺ planted all of them. Why? Because part of the conditions of his being freed was that these should not only be planted, but they should bear fruit. And so the Prophet ﷺ planted them, and each one of them that he planted bore fruit. This is from the beautiful of his character and conduct, but also illustrating this, how the Prophet ﷺ and how the Sahaba used to have ta'awun, always helping one another. And this was the case. This was the case that they took in their own lives. So we find the narration of the community of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. When their people became, there was a shortage of food, they got together and they collected all their food together, and then they distributed it in equal provision to each of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are from me and I am from them. In other words, that is my sifa, that is my khuluq, and they've taken from me, and I am from them as well, because they are so ennobled by this characteristic that we've become one. Brothers and sisters, we have to let this sunnah take over our hearts. Not just an outward sunnah, but a sunnah that makes us fall into this rahmah, this love for one another, this ta'awun that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. And so we find this elsewhere. For example, Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the best of a'mal? And he keeps asking this question. This is this narration. He keeps asking. He said, if I couldn't do this, if I couldn't do that. And then finally the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of deeds is to aid someone, right, in their sana, in the asana, someone who's trying to do something, to manufacture something, to bring about some labor, to aid them in that. Right? And in other words, if a person is incapacitated and can't do something, and they want to do something good, then aid them in that. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the believer is the brother, al-akh, of the other believer. And he protects him against loss, and he defends him behind his back whenever there's something wrong happening. And the ulama say this phrase of defending him behind his back literally means that part of this ta'awun is we should literally defend and protect each other's honors. If we hear someone being backbited, or if we hear another person being insulted, it's not part and parcel of everyday conversation. No, it's something that we should leap. If our hearts are alive, we should leap and say, no, stop this, this is riba. Stop this, this is backbiting. How dare you speak about my brother? Don't say this. I know him as a good person. And this is from ta'awun, because it means to come to the aid of someone to the best of our capacity. And another example of what it means to have ta'awun ala al-khayr, ala al-birri wa taqwa, is to unite in the sake of seeking beneficial knowledge, al-ilm. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab narrates, radiallahu anhu, that when him and his neighbor from the Ansar, when he was in Medina, they used to take turn, because they couldn't go perpetually every single time to the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they never wanted to be deprived of the manfa, of the benefit of his suhbah. So when one of them would go, then the other one would come back, would be waiting, and he would come back and tell him what he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they would alternate this, and such that they would each take and partake and give from the benefit of the knowledge that they took from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is nothing but imtithal, the embodiment of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, نَظَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأً سَمِعَ مِنَّا حَدِيثًا فَحَفِظَهُ حَتَّى يُبَلِّغَهُ. He said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate a person who hears a hadith, a tradition from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَحَفِظَهُ, so he memorizes it, حَتَّى يُبَلِّغَهُ, until he passes it on to someone else. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to also partake and give of this knowledge. And brothers and sisters, all of this comes back to this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ. He said, the example of the believers in their mutual love, in their mutual rahmah, affection, in their mutual compassion and mercy, is مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَى. He said, the example of the believers in their mutual love, affection, compassion is as what? مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ, as a one body. If one limb of it makes shakwa, makes a complaint or is paining from what? Then the tada'a lahu sa'irul jasad, then the entirety of the body aches, the entirety of the body is affected by sleeplessness and fever. And this is what? Mutual connection. A mother, brothers and sisters, a mother, if her child is hurting, she cannot sleep at night. Why is that? Why is that? Because she loves him. Because her own well-being is attached to the well-being of a child. And the Prophet ﷺ is giving an example here of how we should be as an ummah. We should have this love and affection for one another. And it's a sorry state of affairs today, that we find division, and we find separation, and we find categorization, and not knowing the depth of what it is to be connected to one another through iman. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is not something difficult for Allah, through the love that He has embodied through us, through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bija'i nabihi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that He gives us this love in our hearts, and He gives us this mawadda and rahma in our hearts, such that we become jasadun wahida, we become one body, we become united and generous, and we become like one family, so that we feel each other's pain, we feel each other's needs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that to us, to me and to you. Wa ma dhalik ala Allah bi aziz, that's not something difficult for Him. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that ability. We also ask Him to make us amongst those who are devoutly obedient to Him, to enable us to be in service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah has been brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.